In the studio today, we welcome back into Compass FM, we say morena to Natalie Absalom, Community Connector. G'day, how are you?
Hi, Steph, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I am Katie Pai. Now, we thought we'd talk about pumpkin pageant coming up, I should say. So how does the pumpkin pageant differ from the giant pumpkin growing competitions that we hear about? And who are these people that grow these giant pumpkins anyway?
Well, they're amazing people, is what they are. And they're absolutely very, very skilled gardeners, and they have probably honed their cultivar of what particular pumpkin plant that they grow each year to win these competitions or be competitive in these competitions. But our pumpkin pageant isn't aimed at those people.
Ah, right.
It's aimed at you and me and everyone else who's just giving it a go at growing their own food in their backyard. And how we're doing that is we're having lots and lots of categories that recognise the trials and the tribulations we all go through when we try and grow our own vegetables.
Isn't that the truth? You know, you walk out one day and it's looking really good. You walk out the next day and you go, what happened?
Exactly. I think a lot of people might have walked out this morning and seen their pumpkin vines absolutely decimated by a frost.
So there would have been lots of, I can imagine. So what do we do in those situations though, Natalie?
With the pumpkins, pumpkins are a seasonal vegetable. The frost is always going to get them. You can grow for longer in a greenhouse and protect them from the frost, or particular areas in your garden which are protected from frost. You can do that, but at the end of the day, it's a limited growing season, so now's about the time that you should be harvesting all your pumpkins in.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So what are some of the fun categories that you're having, and can people enter? What's the difference? I'm going to ask a random question here for you. What's the difference between a pumpkin and a squash?
Well, yeah, it's the cultivar, and it gets a bit fuzzy. Oh. So there are certain, so we would call, now let me think about this, I always get these mixed up, the butternut and the buttercup. So the buttercup pumpkin is a pumpkin, shaped pumpkin, technically a squash.
Right.
And then the butternut pumpkin.
Is technically a squash?
I think that one is actually technically a pumpkin, but looks like a squash.
Oh, really?
I think, but don't quote me on that. I might be a bit wrong, but I definitely know the buttercup is a squash, even though it looks like a pumpkin. So we're not going to split hairs. If you enter a squash, I'm not going to care.
It's not going to be, I'm sorry, that doesn't meet the category.
In fact, we have even a category. So we have the killer courgette or kumi-kumi.
What's a kumi-kumi?
Or a caramel-caramel, depending on where you went to school.
Right,
they're a pumpkin. It's actually a soft skin pumpkin.
Yeah.
And it's got sort of long ridges, and it's a little bit shaped like a rugby ball.
Ah.
So we have a soft, if you've gone this year and you've gone all out on your kumi-kumis and you're growing yourself a giant kumi-kumi or just a very good looking one, or if you've gone and let a courgette turn into the biggest marrow ever, bring it down, because it may well be a winner in our killer courgette.
Man, I tell you what, those courgettes turn into killer marrows very quickly, don't they? Blink. And next thing you've got a massive big marrow and you're going, right, how many chocolate cakes can I make with this? How many quiches can I make with this?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, so Natalie, what are some other of the categories?
Okay, so we've got the wonky winner. We all know we've had a few wonky pumpkins in our day. Growing in a weird place between the, you know, the fence and the rock or something like that.
And how did they get there?
We've got the most exotic. So if you have been a real adventurous gardener this year and you've got yourself some, I don't know, crazy pumpkin that, please bring it along. We want to see these. We want to get also kids involved and get them really excited about the things that they can grow in the garden. This is actually the first year that we've partnered with the Amberley Farmers Market, and we intend to do this every year. So we really want kids to come down and have a look at all the fabulous pumpkins that have come out of local gardens.
And of course, Food Secure North Canterbury as well are all involved with this. I love the fact that there's one that's best dressed, I like that, most fairy tale. cocktail, I'm thinking you could put like a tutu on it. Right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we've got one of our librarians coming down to judge that one.
Ooh, I like the sound of that. I can imagine most fairy tale, of course, instantly pops in, you know, into my head, the pumpkin with Cinderella, right?
Yes, yeah,
absolutely.
I was thinking. So you could put wheels on it if you want.
Or you can get some little wee, not real mice, but some little wee Sylvanian families or something like that and pop it alongside.
Yes, absolutely.
I love the sound of it. I love the, there's also an itty bitty one and the just right.
Yeah, so that's kind of the top of the bell curve, the most median, the most average, whatever you want to call it, but that's the pumpkin we're looking for.
It looks like it's just right.
A pumpkin,
it
sounds like a perfect pumpkin.
I'd imagine a few people today, as you mentioned with the frost, Natalie, today people might be looking at, they might need to enter the itty bitty category.
Itty bitty, well yeah, go for it. Itty bitty is perfectly good, you know. And the most wonderful thing is, if that's an itty bitty fully formed pumpkin, do you know what you can do? You can save the seeds and plant free pumpkins next year.
It sounds wonderful. And so Natalie, when is this pumpkin pageant and how do we get involved?
Okay, well you come down to the farmer's market on the 18th of May. You can enter your pumpkins. It's free. What we're asking people who might have had a real bumper season with their pumpkins this year to consider donating one or two to a local food bank, because we know everybody, you know, well not everybody, but a number of people were finding it a bit tough. Yeah. So if you have, you know, had some fortunate times in your garden this year, we'd love you to be able to share it. But also if you can just come along, bring a pumpkin down to the Amberley Farmers Market. If you win, you're going to get among prizes from Yates, from King's Seeds, from Bunnings Christchurch Airport. As well, if you win first prize, you're going to get a $10 voucher, which means whatever you might shop there at the farmers market, you're going to get a $10 voucher to offset that cost. So for carting a pumpkin down, it's just worth it.
It's a win-win situation all around. Hey, Natalie, thank you so much for coming in today. Natalie Absalon, Community Connector, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again. We'd love it if you could share some photos with us and we'll put them on our Compass FM Facebook page. We'll also keep an eye out for the Amberley Farmers Market Facebook page as well too. All the best for growing your pumpkins. I'm thinking I'm probably left my run a little bit late, haven't I?
Yes, yeah you have.
I might have to aim for next year. Yeah, that's the one. Thanks so much, Natalie.
Compass FM.